The Office of Fair Trading has warned 129 debt management companies that they must sort their act out immediately or be put out of business. Debt management companies have grown rapidly in the last 5 years, advertising in newspapers and on daytime TV to appeal to borrowers who tend to be indebted, vulnerable and desperate for help. But too often, they misrepresent themselves as being free when they're not. Their advisors, instead of helping, end up giving bad advice, which can make things worse for their indebted clients, not better. Nigel Cates is Deputy Director of the Consumer Credit Group at the OFT, which said this about the review's findings.
Many of the companies are driven by a sales culture rather than a culture of helping people and a culture of providing best advice. There are widespread problems where they're in fact making things worse for people who are in debt. They're not being clear about the fees that they charge. They're not being clear about the services that they offer and the limitations in those services that they offer. We've also found quite significantly that frontline advisors, so the people who are supposed to be helping people, don't have the right levels of competence to really give the best advice to consumers.
Well, the OFT said if the target firms haven't produced solid evidence that they've raised their standards within 3 months, the OFT will start the process of revoking their credit licenses. Let's talk to Andrew Smith about this. He's spokesman for the Industry Association, the Debt Resolution Forum, and marketing director of ClearDebt PLC. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Now, you said yourself this is an industry full of people wearing Stetsons. That's a strong thing to say. What do you mean?
Yeah, well, there are about 500 companies with consumer credit licenses to deal with debt, and only about 50 have bothered to join one of the two trade associations. We've got 46 members in the Debt Resolution Forum.
And you try to raise standards, obviously, with your trade association, don't you? But tell us more about what goes wrong with those companies that aren't in your association, that fall short of industry standards, and also how it affects the borrowers who turn to them.
Okay. Well, it's not borrowers, it's debtors. 11% of households in this country have a debt problem. The debt problem is about twice as big as the charitable sector can deal with. So it's really important that the industry works with the OFT. And what this looks like is that in about 3 months' time, you're going to have an industry that consumers can have confidence in. The key things really are training, an independent complaint scheme, and independent accreditation of companies so that people can have confidence in the standards that they have.
Why is training so vital? Because the OFT is saying this morning that a lot of advisors are incompetent. What do they not do that they should be doing?
They're just not properly trained. If you're a Debt Resolution Forum member, then your client-facing staff should be trained to the standards of the Certificate in Debt Resolution, which is an advanced BTEC, 120 hours of study, 3 written exams, 75% pass mark. You have to be trained either in that, to that qualification, or to that standard. I'm afraid that outside the Debt Resolution Forum, training is far weaker. And as Nigel says, too many people talk about a sales culture rather than a culture of advice. Inside the trade associations, you do get a culture of advice, and that's really important.
Because this is a money-making industry, let's not make no mistake about it, but often, according to the OFT, companies make out that they're free.
That's an issue that we would disagree a bit with the OFT on. Our staff, for example, give 2 or 3 calls, 1 to 3 calls, let's say, 40, 50 minutes duration to a client, at the end of which they may decide not to do anything. That's a lot of free advice that we give. We do make it very, very clear, and this is something we're taking up with the OFT, that we will give free advice, but we charge for our services if somebody decides to take them up. And we think that as long as that is absolutely transparent, there isn't a problem with saying that.
Well, I've spoken to people who've been in trouble with by going to the wrong debt management company. I don't think a member of your association, but this seemed to me typical of what happened. And in his case, he found that he was making repayments for more than a year, and all they were doing were going to pay off the fee for the debt management company. They weren't actually reducing his debt.
I'm afraid that does happen, and that's why it's really important that the good companies in the industry work with the OFT. I think it's very important the OFT have been this robust. Debt is a problem that isn't going to go away, and it's really important that the industry that's there to help people actually does have confidence from consumers. I think by spring next year, that should be the case for everybody. If you go to a company that's a member of one of the two major trade associations, you will get a service.
Andrew, what's your take on